97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:01 on a Friday night. Hockey Friday night here in the Philadelphia area as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Gibbons with you until 6:45 before we head down to the center for some hockey action tonight. Josh Rabick is producing the show. Again, I'm Devon Gibbons with you until then. We will then also be back after the game until midnight taking your reaction as we go. You know we do basketball, we go in the post. Well, you know, got to go in the crease after the game with Josh Rabick and myself as we're here to take your calls on the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Rangers tonight, going at it, a home and home tonight and Sunday, and a big matchup with these two squads. Metropolitan Division, the Flyers right now third in the division right now. They're in the postseason. If the season ended today, even though they have 19 games to go, same with the New York Rangers. But the Rangers also are playing very well, playing hot, 9 in a row on the road after their win last night, 5-2 over the Montreal Canadiens. And tonight, coming into Philadelphia after playing last night, you can look at that one and say right away, hey, all right, they're coming into town. They played last night. Might be a little fatigued coming from Montreal, coming back here to Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. But they could also be one of those squads, as Josh and Pat Egan and I were talking, that could come in right away and just have those legs where, boom, right away they hit you quickly and you are down 2-0 in the first period, and then you're playing catch up with this hockey team. But it's a big one, of course, with this squad tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers right now 36-20-7, 79 points. The Rangers 35-24-4, 74 points. A big one here in Philadelphia tonight, and you always love when it's the home and home between two rival teams like the Rangers and the Flyers, or like the Flyers and
that
the Penguins.
That is one serious rivalry.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Coatsy. I appreciate it. It is a serious rivalry, so it'll be a good one. And, of course, it'll be here. Puck drops at 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll take you up to the pregame cover starting at right around 6:50. So we'll do all of that. We'll get some of the conversation in on the Flyers, the Rangers. Once again, coming into town, winning 9 in a row on the road after the 5-2 victory over the Canadiens last night. So let's see what they have this evening against Carter Hart and the boys as they get ready for some hockey action at the center this evening. And, of course, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Our Timmy Panarin, as Pat Egan likes to call him, MVP. He's going to be leading the Rangers into town tonight. So they're going to have their work cut out for him, right? Going to have their work cut out for them against this squad. And it's just one of those tests for this, coming down the stretch, 19 games to go on the season. And you just know how important it is at this time. You just simply try to make sure you get as many points as possible as you move on towards the close of the season with your eyes surely focused on what's going to happen in the postseason, but you want to put yourself in the best possible spot as you look at things right now. Hockey is a little bit different than the other sports where you get into the postseason. You better be careful because it does not really matter where your seeding is, but if you have the best possible seeding, like right now, what would they play, Josh? The Penguins in the first round, and they would still be on the road, even though they would. It just the weird setup that the National Hockey League has. They would end up on the road, the Flyers, even though you're like, wait a minute, aren't they supposed to be home? Well, yeah, it doesn't work that way in the National Hockey League. So do what you can, get all the points you can, and hopefully put yourself in the best spot possible to start at home. But if not, you can still go on the road and try to get those W's. Pittsburgh tonight, as a matter of fact, they're in Anaheim to take on the Ducks. That's later on this evening. But Flyers, Rangers, again, 36-20-7 for the Flyers, 79 points. 35-24-4 for the Rangers for their 74 points. And the Flyers have won seven of their last 10, dropping 3. Hopefully they can continue to keep it going, keep it rolling, and get this W tonight and then move on and worry about Sunday when they hit the road to take on the Rangers as well. So if you're heading down to the center now and you want to call in, get your piece in about the Flyers, we're here. 610 632-0975. How important is this game against the Rangers? Flat out, how important is the home and home in general against this squad? You can kind of take care of things against them, make things a little more difficult for them as they try to force themselves in the playoffs. Looking at ESPN.com, right now they have a 40% chance of making the playoffs due to the Rangers. The Flyers, they're good, but don't get too comfortable. They're 91%, again, in terms of making the playoffs, are the Flyers. But don't get too comfortable. Make sure you come out there and handle your business, and you know they're going to come out there and be ready to go, as they have been steady all season long with what they've been doing out there on the ice. So this one, it's just it spells it out itself. It's the Rangers. It's the Flyers. And it's rivalry, as Coatsy just told us. And you go out there and you perform at your best and keep this nice little streak that you have going on. But don't get stung by the Rangers, because they've been playing well themselves. So your phone calls, 610-632-0975. Flyers Rangers at 7 o'clock right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, your thoughts on the game tonight and the home and home overall this weekend, Friday, tonight, and Sunday in New York for the Flyers. Also, we're going to mix in the Sixers as well, picking up a win over the New York Knicks last night back here in Philadelphia at the Center. Now, 28-2 at the Center, one of the best records, of course, in franchise history after 30 games with the 30-2 record. And they continue to win in Philadelphia despite not having Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons available to them last night. They found a way to get it done behind Tobias Harris's 34 points. He also contributed just all over the floor, shooting very well from the field. 3 of 4, I believe, from behind the three-point line, and just mixing it up. Very efficient last night, starting the game off in a good space where he was able to put some early points on the board for the 76ers, pace them throughout the evening. He was a game-high 34, Julius Randle second with 30, and then you get 15, 7, and 7 from Al Horford, 19 from Shake Milton. A team effort last night, a very good team win without your two stars, but not a lot of people simply getting excited about it, as we spoke about it last night in the post, because this is what they do. They do it at home. And you don't want to take it for granted, because, all right, these guys are going to win at home, but a win is a win, and it's hard to come by. And I wasn't all that excited last night either after the game. But I look at it, if they would have lost to the Knicks last night, as Josh and I talk about quite often, if they would have lost to that team, we'd be like, wait a minute, how did you lose to that team? All right, you did your job. You beat that squad last night, as you should have. You were led by your best player at this point in Tobias Harris with the 34. Nice rebound game for him from the 11-point out performance that he had the other night against the Cleveland Cavaliers in their loss. And it's just hard to look at this team and be like, all right, what's next? Because They don't win on the road. They win at home. They're supposed to do that. They're also supposed to win on the road if you're going to be a championship team. And you get a nice win last night, but it's kind of tainted only because of what happened the night before. And you start to look at them in a different light because of what they haven't been able to do all season long away from Philadelphia. So how did you react to the win last night? What did it do for you? Did it do nothing for you at all in getting that win last night against the New York Knicks, a team that is a 17-win team, and they should have beat them just like they should have beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in their place the night before? I mean, where are they right now where you just simply do not react to a victory? 610-632-0975. So we're going until 6:45. Flyers Rangers tonight at 7, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Will lead you up to pregame coverage starting at 6:50 from the Center, and we'll also take your phone calls on the Philadelphia 76ers win last night over the New York the Knicks at the Center. They now hit the court on Sunday, next on Sunday in Los Angeles at 3:30 to take on the Los Angeles Clippers. So we'll take your phone calls on both as we get ready for Flyers hockey coming up at 7, where the puck drops right here on the Fanatic. The phone numbers, 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick is producing. I'm Devon Givens with you until then, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
617 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you here until 6:45. 610-632-0975. Flyers Rangers at 7 right here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. In the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. We're taking your phone calls on the Flyers, getting ready for the Rangers. Home and home starting tonight. Back at it on Sunday. That time, right here on the Fanatic, of course, until at New York, or the Sixers play on Sunday as well. So maybe they're on. We'll see. Oh, they're down the hall? All right, cool. Down the hall, WMMR? All right. I don't know. We'll see. Josh is peeking at the schedule real fast just so we let the people know. Flyers early in the day. The Sixers at 3:30 on Sunday right here on the Fanatic. So, should be a busy day on Sunday, but they get things started tonight here in Philadelphia against the Rangers, hosting them tonight. 7-3 in their last 10. The Rangers, 9 in a row on the road last night. 5-2 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. So we'll see what their legs are like tonight as they take the ice against the Flyers. So let's start things off as we talk Flyers and Sixers as well. Dave in Center City is up first here on the Fanatic. What's going on, Dave?
Devon, what's shaking, guys?
How you feeling, man?
I'm super impressed with the Sixer win last night. It's an utter phenomenon what's going on in Philadelphia. When they're at the Wells Fargo Center, you could put a starting lineup of Devon Givens, Mike Missanelli, Club Tyrone Johnson, D. Lineham, and Natalie Agonoff, and you have a good shot to win the game. It is utterly amazing. And I'll tell you what. You're guaranteed a 7-game series in the playoffs with the Sixers. They steal a game on the road, and they win in 6. But this is Brett Brown's chance to shine, okay? We got two of the superstars out. Mm-hmm. If he comes back from the West Coast 4-0, look, we knew 3 years ago that Dougie Pete was one of the best coaches in the NFL. I have him as the best. We knew in day one, when Kapler took Aaron Nola out, pitching a shutout in the 6th inning, and they lost the game, we knew he was a village idiot. This is a chance for Brett Brown. Okay, join the Doug Peterson Club. You got numerous injuries like Dougie P. That I know basketball's different than football. Mm-hmm. If Brett Brown holds his team together with Scotch tape for a couple of weeks, look out, Devon.
Look out what? In the postseason?
Moving on for the rest of the season and in the postseason.
Well, I will agree with you that there's a lot of pressure on him. Number one, there's a lot of pressure on him because if they don't perform well in the postseason and make a deep run like people expected at the start of the year, he's gone. That's an easy one right there that he is out. And I've said it plenty, and I continue to say it. If they don't get to the finals, he's gone. And so that's the pressure number one. He knows this a little bit different than the years past when he's heard the noise about him possibly losing his job. Secondly, now that Embiid and Simmons are not available to him for at least a week with Embiid, possibly 2 weeks for Simmons, a little bit longer for both, he is the man that's next up. Not really Tobias Harris, not Al Horford, and anyone else. It's about what can the coach do to help us get these wins. Yes, the players have to go out there and perform, but what is he doing out there on the floor differently now that he has to adjust to his now personnel without his two best players? I agree with you.
Yeah, Devon, real quick. I have some good sources. I have some bad sources. Apparently, they're grooming an assistant coach on the Sixers bench, and his name escapes me, to take over for Brett Brown.
Hmm.
What is his name?
Are you talking about Emi Udoka?
Yes.
Okay. What about him?
any truth to that rumor, or is it just a rumor?
Well, I mean, anytime you bring someone like that in, thanks for the call, Dave, and he jumps up to be one of your top assistants, if something were to happen, that he would be one of the candidates to slide over. And I mean, we're speculating here because Brett Brown right now is not going anywhere. So if we're talking about that, for me, it would probably be something that would have been done in season. If they move on from Brett Brown at the end of the year, I suspect that they will go outside of the franchise, outside of the organization, and bring someone else in that has already had some head coaching experience. And the only two on this staff that I would think would take over would be Emi Udoka and Kevin Young. And neither have NBA head coaching experience at this point, to your question, Dave. So, Emi Udoka, a longtime NBA player, now a longtime assistant with the San Antonio Spurs. And I think he was somewhere else before that. Maybe Portland. I'm not sure. You know, I'm speculating. But maybe he was somewhere else outside of the San Antonio Spurs organization as a coach. We know he's played in many different spots, but as a coach, I want to say just the Spurs, maybe one other spot as well. But anyway, if that were to happen, Dave, at the end of the year, I don't think that Emi Udoka would get the job. I really believe that they would step outside of the organization and bring someone in that has the experience of coaching the association before as a head job, not as someone who has been on the bench as an assistant coach. They've done that with Brown, and I think they would go in a different direction if that was the case this time around. 610-632-0975 with you until 645 as we get ready for Flyers hockey. Jason Martinez on the pregame coverage right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm thinking, and I'm just guessing that, and I'll check with Pat Egan and make sure that that is correct. But just a big game for the squad tonight back here in Philadelphia. The night off last night while the Rangers were, in fact, in action in Montreal. So a good test for these guys to continue to play very well. And they've been doing it so well with so many different ways. You've heard Travis Konecny on the station, and Elaine Vigneault was on with Mike as well. So the Flyers' love has been around. The Flyers' love has been around, and I know a lot of Flyer fans have been sitting there waiting for their opportunity to talk about things. And also, the weird thing is, and I've been listening to these shows when Mike and Ty were talking about it, Anthony spoke about it, the morning show, everyone is talking about it, and Joe Torti the other night, where the Flyer fans really get upset at things that go on. And it's like, well, everyone has been around long enough to know that it doesn't really hit on sports talk radio like that unless it's really a hot streak like last year when they had that 10-game winning streak and then the postseason. We all know that. Why is it a surprise that when they do get hot again, that's when the conversation starts to jump up? And then the Sixers are starting to fade, whereas Josh Rabick pointed that out, that now that the Sixers start fading and the Flyers are playing well, you're going to talk about the Sixers playing bad, but you can't ignore the fact that the Flyers are playing well, so they're going to be brought up also. And it's a good thing that everybody's paying attention, that everybody's in. We know how it goes, 4-for-4, but the 4-for-4, as Anthony calls it, it always starts where? The Eagles and the Sixers. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just how it goes. There's enough love to be spread everywhere when it comes to the Flyers, the Phillies, the Eagles, and the Sixers.
And I'd argue this year the Sixers are number one, and they replaced the Eagles because look what happened with the Eagles. They got off to a slow start. People didn't believe them, and they jumped off the bandwagon in a way, or they stopped calling. The Sixers, they ran into struggles. People kept calling in, and they wanted to talk about it.
Correct. And it's okay, right? It happens. The Eagles are talked about the most, but sometimes the Sixers get a lot of love, or sometimes the Sixers get a lot of the attention, whether it's good or bad, based on what's happened. It's a conversational piece, and guess what? The Flyers are playing well. They continue to win. They're going to be talked about, and that's a good thing. Like tonight, we come on after the game. You better believe we'll be ready to take those phone calls after they knock off a rival with the Rangers. And now you can talk your talk, right? And you can get ready for Sunday as you go there for the home and home. There's nothing wrong with it. Spread the love. I mean, come on. Well, what was it? The Sixers a couple of years ago, Lou Williams coined that one for the Sixers as they had the playoff run. Yeah, so, you know. But, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, are we serious? It's just like the rebuild people for the Sixers that say if you don't like the rebuild a couple years ago, you can't root for the team now when they start winning. What are we doing? I mean, come on. 610-632-0975. 7 o'clock puck drop here on the Fanatic as the Flyers and Rangers do battle on the ice tonight. 35-24-4 for the Rangers, 74 points. The Flyers, 36-20-7, 79 points. Right now, third in the Metropolitan Division with 19 games remaining, 10 at home, 9 away. After tonight, of course, it'll be 9 away and 9 home, 7-3 in their last 10. The Rangers are led by Artemi Panarin, a very, very good player in this league, a great player that Pat Egan just cannot stop talking about how he is going to be the MVP of the league. And Georgiev, the goalie for the Rangers, I mean, they're going to have their hands full with him tonight as well. So they've come in, they've won their last five, and overall, when you look at it, we talk about their road record, the New York Rangers, you look at right now in their last 10, the New York Rangers have won 9 of their last 10. 9 of their last 10, their only loss against the Bruins at home, 3-1. And we spoke about those road games. They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the last 10 on the road for the New York Rangers. So they're on a big time roll right now. So the Flyers better be prepared, even though they're further down in the standings right now. They're 8th in the Metropolitan Division standings. The Flyers are 3rd, 1 point behind the Penguins, and that's why the Penguins game is important tonight in Anaheim. The Rangers are hot. They are, in the month of February, 12-3. They're rolling. They have one more game in this month. They start things off in March on Sunday at home. So the Flyers better not sleep on this hockey team as they get ready. It's a division rival. You're playing well. They are playing well. What more motivation do you need than to just simply go out and do what you need to do? Great conversation, of course, from Vigneault with Mike. Travis Konecny on as well during the morning parts. These guys are getting the attention that they deserve. They're going out there and they're performing, and they better be ready for this contest tonight against the New York Rangers because they are tough out. They're a tough bunch. In their last 10, 9, winning 9 of their last 10, 7 of those 9 on the road for the New York Rangers. 610-632-0975. So you want to talk some Flyers hockey before the puck drops at 7. We're here until 6:45. And the Sixers, Brett Brown, as well as we see Matthew wants to talk about them. And Matthew, we'll get to you first on the other side to give you all your time speaking about the Sixers win last night and Brett Brown's role moving forward with this team with no Embiid and no Simmons available to him for a week for Embiid, where he will be reevaluated, and the 2 weeks where Simmons will be reevaluated. And I suspect that both players will likely be out just a tad bit longer than those 1 and 2 weeks evaluations that we've been told about. 610-632-0975. Josh Ravick producing, Devon Givens with you. Final segment coming up before we get to Flyers hockey right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 6:35, 97.5 The Fanatic, a Friday night, Flyers hockey at 7, hosting the Rangers here on The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 6:45. Jason Mertedis with the pregame coverage live from the center, getting you ready for the hockey matchup against the Rangers. Josh Ravick producing the show. You guys on the phones, 610-632-0975. Talking Flyers or Philadelphia 76ers, whatever you feel like getting into, as we have about 10 more more minutes to go in our program. 610-632-0975. And we will be back after the game in the crease to take your phone calls after the Flyers take care of business at the center. So let's go back to the phones. Keep it moving. Matthew in Quakertown next. Thanks for hanging on, Matthew. You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Devon. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. I love your show. I love Ant. Love the Sixers. And I'm actually a sports psychologist at Harleysville. And what's been driving me crazy is Brett Brown. You know, you got two superstar studs. And what did Richardson say that they needed the other night?
Heart.
Right? It's killing me, man. Like, if this guy cannot get these guys to get together and stay together and be disciplined, potential is only an idea. And I trusted the process for so long now. And if they don't get, you know, Jay Wright in there or somebody, you know, to pull these guys together to actually utilize the talent, it's what's between the ears that is most important right now. And they don't have any heart. It's really driving me completely crazy. You know, look at Markelle Fultz. What did they do to that poor guy? He was a number one draft pick overall. I tell you what, if I was sitting next to that kid every day, coaching him up and getting between the ears, he would have been a stud. But unfortunately, Brett Brown ruined him and so many others.
Well, I'm not sure what happened with him. I mean, really, no one knows what happened to him. It's unfortunate to see what happened with him.
His mind melted. Well, he didn't have any appropriate coaching. Like, what happened? He was a kid, you know. All the pressures. It's why pushing these guys and these two guys, you know, Embiid and Simmons. What do they already think that they've made it and they've already won the NBA Finals. They haven't won anything, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, just as we point to Markelle Fultz and him not necessarily making it work because of, you know, as you said, his mind melting, there were these other guys here that were young in Simmons and Embiid. They didn't melt.
Well, they're obviously melting now. Look, what's Embiid doing? He got a little baby injury on his shoulder.
We don't know how. I mean, that's tough. I mean, it looked innocent when he ran into him, but we don't know because Ante Zizic is a big body, and you know you can take any type of hit, and it messes you up.
I know, man. But if why can't Brett Brown get into these guys' head to keep disciplined off and on the court?
It's too late.
To make them do. I'm a Villanova graduate myself, and you look at Jay Wright, and that guy has turned the program around somehow. I was there for a long time. Like, what an amazing character that guy has, and what does he bring? He brings a lot of young guys from a variety of different areas of the world and has brought them together to be consistent.
No, he does.
Like number 12 right
and
now.
And he's fantastic. I mean, Jay Wright has really done a fantastic job with that program. Matthew, thanks so much for the call, man. Appreciate the kind words for us overall, the station. As you started your phone call, Jay Wright is fantastic. We know that. If he were to become the Philadelphia 76ers head coach this offseason, that would be something. The attention would be crazy in terms of what the 76ers could potentially be with him. Until that happens, we don't know. Until Brett Brown is removed from his position, we have no idea. So it's going to be hard for me to sit here and speculate anything. I've talked about this plenty, about Brown, and if he doesn't get it done, where he might be quicker than he thought, right? Way more quicker than he thought. And if that happens, we know why. Because they underperformed as a team in general and did not get things done on the floor. So that's on him. That's on the front office. That's on the ownership group and all of that. But until that happens, yes, we'll throw names and things out there. I've had my names when the question has been posed to me as to what guy should be in the spot if Brett Brown moves on. We'll get there. And time will tell because they only have 22 games remaining on the season. They're going to be without their two star players for this road trip, this upcoming West Coast trip. There's a chance that they can go 0-4 on this West Coast road trip. And what's going to happen? We will be talking about it. And we will not be happy if that indeed happens out there on the road. They give you no hope going on the road that they can win. Should they beat the Kings? Should they beat the Golden State Warriors? I can't say yes. I say probably. And why do I say that? Because they're 9-21 away from Philadelphia. That's why. if we were talking about something that's closer to 500 overall for the 76ers with that 9-21, those 30 games, if we're talking about 15-15, maybe on the... Yeah, they should go out there and win. Mm-hmm. Yep, because right now we're talking about 28 wins at the center plus the 15 that they have, and we're like, all right, they're in good shape. 40-plus wins already. Yeah, they should go out there and win. And if Embiid was on the floor, yeah, they should go out there and win. Simmons on the floor, absolutely. They should go out to, on the West Coast if they lose to both L.A. teams and take care of business against the Kings and the Warriors. Absolutely. But they give me no faith. I have no belief that they can go do that because they have not shown me throughout this season that they can walk away from Philadelphia and come away with a sure thing W on the road. It's just what it is. That's not my problem. They did it, not me. So we evaluate it as it is supposed to be evaluated, and that's how I look at it. And I'm sure a lot of you think the same. Now, when it comes to Brett Brown, and we can get into a lot of this either later after the game or even tomorrow. Actually, a programming note, I am on tomorrow live from Parks Casino at 12 o'clock noon right here on the Fanatic. So I'll be going 12 to 3 tomorrow here on the Fanatic, but broadcasting live from Parks Casino, my home during the football season with my guys, the pregame guys, my partners, my brothers, Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, and Jason Devant. So I'll be back in Parks tomorrow from 12 to 3, and I'm sure we'll get into a little bit of basketball, and maybe Brett Brown will come up in conversation because I did actually have it written down already about what we might talk about tomorrow when it comes to Brett Brown. So that's just something that we speak about because there is pressure on him even more. He already had pressure on him because of what the season was and what it was turning out to be. Then they started to lose. Then you lose some key players, and the finger is already being pointed at you. Now everyone is going to sit there, put their arm up on the desk, put their chin in their hand, and look at Brett Brown square in his face and say, all right, fella, let's see what you got. Because you are the next man up. If we're talking about faces of the franchise, it starts with the two young players in Simmons and Embiid, stars, your franchise players. And then there's the head coach. Simply because he's been here for 7 seasons, the rebuild, and now where we are today with the team and the expectations of being an NBA championship contender. And they have fallen short so far of living up to that expectation. So with those two players out, yes, Tobias Harris, we stare at him. Al Horford, the same. And sure, Josh Richardson to a certain extent. But it is definitely looking Brett Brown, the head coach, square in the face and saying, let's see what you got now with these few games that you're going to be without these two players. Plain and simple. And, I mean, hey, that's the nature of the business. And he's heard it before, as he's pointed out. And he's going to continue to hear it until the season is finished, and we'll know for sure, for certain, what this basketball team will look like if, in fact, they do not make the run that we expect them to make, and if he does not do the job that we expect him to do. All we ask him to do is go out there and coach him. Not saying that he doesn't. Reach these guys. These two-star players, if everyone says that they don't listen to him anymore, well, yes, these players have been there as well, but everyone needs everyone. You have to lean on all guys right here to make this final 22 push as you get ready for the postseason, knowing that right now you are still in the 5th spot in the Eastern Conference, a game and a half up on the Indiana Pacers. And the Miami Heat, you guys are tied in terms of games back from the Milwaukee Bucks, both 14. But Miami has a 4 percentage points greater than the 76ers right now. And with that, they're still in the 5th spot. They would start the season off, postseason off in Miami, taking on the Heat. You want to flip that, if at all possible. Thanks so much to Josh Rabick for producing the show. Thanks to the callers, the tweets as well. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight. We'll come back after the game and we'll go in the crease, and hopefully we're talking about a Flyers victory over the New York Rangers. A home and home starting tonight, the second game on Sunday. But first things first, getting things done tonight here in Philadelphia on your home ice. Protect your home ice. Get the job done. And we'll have a lot of good things to talk about after the game. So, coming up next will be the man, Jason Martinez, with the pregame coverage live from the center, getting ready for Flyers-Rangers. And after that, Coatsy, Timmy Saunders on the game call right here.
Do you remember? Because I drink.
Yeah, well, I've seen it. And yeah, so, but he's a great guy. But that being said, coming up next, Jason Martinez with the pregame coverage live from the center. After that, Flyers, Rangers right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Enjoy the game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.